Mark chapter 10, verses 32 through 34. And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. And they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was going to happen to him, saying, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes. And they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days he will rise." So they're walking to Jerusalem, and it's interesting to point out that Jesus is walking ahead of them, leading the way, knowing fully well what's coming. He has the courage to walk in front of them. And it says they were amazed, and at the exact same time, they were afraid. And doesn't that perfectly sum up what it's like to follow Jesus sometimes? Amazed, but afraid. And that mixture of amazement and fear, that's healthy. That's usually an indicator that we're living by faith and we're not living inside of our comfort zone. But I want to focus on what Jesus says to his disciples. He tells them again about how things are going to go for him when they get to Jerusalem. He's preparing them because he knows how tough it's going to be for them to accept his arrest, his torture, his death, and eventually his resurrection. And it's interesting since we know how the story will go. Because we know that most, if not all, of these disciples are going to seem to be caught completely off guard by what happens. You know, if we listen in our time with Jesus, he will often prepare us also for the things that are to come. You know, that quiet time, those Bible verses that do not seem to make a lot of sense today, it may make a lot of sense tomorrow. And like the disciples, it's easy to forget those things that he says to us in the heat of the moment. But as you reflect, you'll be reminded of these things that God has said to you in the past. That time you spend with God today is not just about today. He's building a foundation in you that you're going to need down the road. Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional Podcast. I'd love to hear from you and pray for you. Follow me on Twitter at Devotion Podcast, or you can email me at dailydevotionalpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about this scripture by leaving a comment at dailydevotionalpodcast.com or just click the link in the show notes. Also, if you would take just a moment and rate and review the podcast on iTunes, it would mean a lot to me. Thanks. If you'd like to listen to more daily devotional podcasts, you can find over 450 episodes for free at dailydevotionalpodcast.com.